Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Botswana delegation, I'm pleased to join other distinguished speakers in extending our appreciation for the excellent facilitation by the United Nations High Commissioner of Refugees to enable us to virtually attend the 72nd session of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Programme. Please accept the warmest regards to you all from His Excellency the President and the people of the Republic of Botswana. We wish the nations of the world success in the fight against the coronavirus. Mr. Chairman, Botswana continues to receive asylum seekers, and since April 2021, the country experienced unprecedented arrival of asylum seekers, mostly Congolese nationals who arrived into the country from Tongogara refugee camp in Zimbabwe. Some asylum seekers came in from South Africa. Either these individuals are recognized refugees, rejected asylum seekers, or they left their respective camps before they underwent refugee status determination. With collaboration of critical stakeholders and technical advice of the UNHCR, we are working towards a durable solution for the asylum seekers, whose number is 444 as at 20th September 2021. Mr. Chairman, refugees and asylum seekers were not spared from the effects and challenges of COVID-19 pandemic. Botswana has put measures in place to protect and treat refugees upon arrival. Asylum seekers are screened for COVID-19 and thereafter quarantined for 10 days. The health personnel in line with the national protocols treat those who are found to have contracted the virus. I'm happy to announce that we have not had a single death in the camp due to COVID-19. Currently, refugees are given COVID-19 vaccine in line with Botswana COVID-19 vaccine regulations. Mr. Chairman, Botswana is on review of key operational matters that include introduction of cash-based intervention as opposed to distribution of monthly rations. UNHCR has already started consultations with the refugee community and other stakeholders. We hope to implement the cash-based initiative in the next financial year starting April 2022. The turnaround time for refugee status determination process has significantly improved, and for the past 3 years, there are no backlogs in assessment of asylum seekers. The Refugee Advisory Committee that conducts the refugee status determination meets regularly, and we are working with UNHCR regional representative in South Africa to run a training workshop to enhance capacity of members of the Refugee Advisory Committee. Refugees in Dukwi camp are assisted with grants to implement projects that will facilitate them with livelihoods that are self-sustaining. These projects include tailoring, hairdressing salons, poultry, and gardening. Success of these projects will reduce reliance on rations by government. Already successful stories are documented and used to motivate others to take up projects to improve their livelihood. Mr. Chairman, I wish to state that with the closure of the UNHCR country office in Botswana, we have not experienced many challenges, as Botswana's collaboration with the UNHCR regional office in Pretoria remains cordial. We are happy and grateful for the technical support offered by UNHCR. We are aware of the challenging environment under which the UNHCR discharges its mandate, and therefore wish to commend the UNHCR for its assistance to Botswana and the continued support to refugees. Mr. Chairman, I wish you a successful conclusion of the 72nd session of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Programme. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the Honourable Minister of Botswana and now give the floor to Honourable Minister of Rwanda, who is joining